He wrote that song in 1963 and recorded the version we heard in 1966. Before that, Stan Rogers with Down the Road. That's from the posthumous compilation album From Coffee House to Concert Hall from 1999. The song is by Mary McCaslin. Before that, we heard Kurt Vonnegut with If This Isn't Nice, I Don't Know What Is. Here's one now from Uncle Sinner from Winnipeg. This song, Old Country Stomp, is an unreleased track recorded between 2007 and 2011.
Fare thee well, fare thee well. Fare thee well, fare thee well. I got a house in Baltimore. $40 carpet on the floor. Streetcar running right by my door. Prettiest little girl in the county, oh mama and papa, I'll tell her so. Little more sugar in the coffee, little more sugar in the coffee, oh. Way down yonder in the valley, oh, my gal dressed up in skater clothes. My gal dressed up in skater clothes. Jenny had a kettle on, bake it on a little. Jenny had a kettle on, we'll all have tea.
Ian Bell, Natural Wine Guy from Strong Plate Provisions here, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I often find that fine natural wine pairs wonderfully with folk and roots music. Both are produced using minimal intervention and traditional techniques.
Rescue them, will be no wrong. Katina from Shanty Tong with the ratchet in your way. Johnny and Two Bear. Whoa, whoa, boy. Katina from Shanty Tong with the ratchet in your way. Johnny and Two Bear. Whoa, whoa, boy.
Hi, you're roaming, now you're stomping, now you're losing, now you're shooting, boy, you're talking.
Bear.
Now you're stomping, now you're losing, now you're shooting, boy, you're too bad.
Say, come tell me where I want to. Whoa, whoa, whoa. One of these days, when you hear a boy say, come tell me where you going to. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, you're on to the rock for rescue. There ain't been no cry for rescue, there has been no wrong.
Walking on the road, with a piece of land your way, telling you to bed. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Walking on the road, with a ratchet in your way, telling you to bed. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You're roping, now you're stopping, now you're looting, now you're shooting for your toe.
Bad.
Now you're stopping, now you're looting, now you're shooting, now you're too bad.
Our own defense, and that the Macedon Indian likes the side. Did they really think extinction would be something they could hide? Just like all those real responsibilities they ditch, instead of living up to their own laws, which would certainly be a switch. Oh, way up, hi-ya, way up, hi-ya. Well, no matter what you do, you can't tip a canoe. And he's a much more high authority than any one of you. Way ah, hey ah, ha, way ah, hey ah, ha, ho.
We just heard Periwinkle with No Tip a Canoe. That's from a 1981 album called The Promised Land, American Indian Songs of Lament and Protest. There's not much else to be found about Periwinkle, though the liner notes for the album are worth checking out. They contain a lot of background on indigenous issues in North America. Before that, we heard Taj Mahal, N. Ravi Kiran, and Vishwa Mohan Bhatt with Johnny Too Bad. Taj Mahal is a Grammy-winning blues musician from New York City whose career has spanned over 50 years. N. Ravi Kiran is an Indian multi-instrumentalist and composer whose father and grandfather are also well-known musicians. Bhatt is a Hindustani classical musician who plays the Mohan Veena, a type of slide guitar. Sounds off their 1995 collaborative album, Mumtaz Mahal. It's a version of the Slickers' 1972 song. And before that, we heard Uncle Sinner with Old Country Stomp. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at julianacyoung.com. We'll hear one from Hayes McMullen now. He was an American Delta blues artist from Mississippi who was also a sharecropper, deacon, and civil rights activist. This one, Rollin' Tumble, is from the 2017 Light in the Attic album Every Day Seem Like Murder Here, which is a compilation of previously unreleased tracks by McMullen. It's a blues standard, first recorded by Hambone Willie Newburn in 1929.
I rolled in the morning, man, I didn't ride. As I rolled and I turned, I cried the whole night. As I rode and I tumbled, man, cried the whole night long. As I rode this morning, man, I didn't write. My baby's gone now, what? My baby's gone, tell me what I'm going to do. My baby's gone, I can't wait. I was when I didn't have. I was right, I didn't have to do. I walked in the morning and I didn't see, I rode and I turned and I cried the whole night long. I rode and I tumbled and I cried the whole night long. said I rule this morning, mama, and I didn't know right. I know that's good to everybody, but getting good to eat. Oh, you got to only sing it. I didn't know.
I just love that rhythm. Just go ahead. That's the rhythm I love. That's
Wait a minute. Do you know I forgot to say what I'm...
Mother Jones has spirit roams wherever mining kills. Colorado, Cripple Creek, West Virginia hills. Dressed in black, she walks the path where grapes of wrath have grown. Born and bred in County Caldwell, Embry, where's her home? No one gets the dollars priced too high for coal. Mother Jones still hollers everywhere she goes, way down in the hole. Mother Jones, where do you go? Well, I go where I choose. Mother Jones, where do you live? Well, I live in my shoes. Raised from hell where my feet fell, faced thugs and iron rain. Mother sorrow took my kids, the miners eased my pain. No more debts for dollars, price too high for gold. Mother Jones still hollers everywhere she goes. Mother Jones, who are these kids who marched along with you? These are children Roosevelt keeps caged in his room. Silk was slaves to the early grave, get closer every day. They give their tomorrows, so you may have today. No more debts for dollars, price to hide or go. Mother Jones still hollers everywhere she goes. Miner's angel, Mother Jones, oh angel of the skies. She's stood on a mountain top, helped them organize. When the strike was on, she'd lead the women out, she'd say. Beat the tin cans louder, girls, these mules won't scout today. No more debts for dollars, price too high for coal. Mother Jones still hollers everywhere she. Mother Jones, her spirit roams like Johnny Appleseed. She takes fruit and she bears fruit where there is a lead. Night of labor, days of hope, never tired of giving. Prays for dead, cut down by lead and fights like hell for living. No more debts for dollars, price too high for coal. Mother Jones still hollers everywhere.
If you ride your bike in Winnipeg, there's something you should know. Put up on all your traffic laws before you hit the road. The law defines a bike as anything you sit astride. It's your power just by pedaling when you take it for a ride.
If we ride our bikes in single file except when passing and turning as close to the curb as we can get, if we obey all the traffic laws and signs, will you step on my head? Will you step on my head? Will you step on my head?
Will I be detained without my rights being read?
Will you step on my head? Will you step on my head? When I ride my still the finest traffic with the right to use the road. Your bike should be all tuned up so that it works just right, with bright lights and reflectors if you're gonna ride at night.
If we ride our bikes in single file except when passing and turning as close to the curb as we can get, if we obey all the traffic laws and signs, will you step on my head? Will you step on my head? Will you step?
which leads to the next verse.
Oh, if we ride our bikes in single file, except when passing or turning is close to the curb as we can get. If we obey all the traffic laws and signs, will you step on my head? Will you step on my head? Will you step on my head?
Will you take my bike and smash it or just confiscate it instead?
Will you step on my head? Will you step on my head? When I ride my bike. So as you go up, I can just sing this little song. The cops may still arrest you for doing nothing wrong. Follow all the rules and still be forced to stop, cause the law applies to everyone unless they are a cop. If we ride our bikes in single file except when passing and turning as close to the curb as we can get. If we obey all the traffic laws and signs, will you step on my head? Will you step on my head? Will you step on my head? Where we're just riding peacefully, will you make war instead? Will you step on my head? Will you step on my head? When I ride my bike, cause we're gonna ride our bikes. Cause we're gonna ride our bikes. Cause we're gonna ride our bikes.
We just heard a Critical Mass Choir with Will You Step on My Head. That's a recording reflecting on police violence that occurred at a Winnipeg Critical Mass rally in May of 2006. Critical Mass is a celebration of human-powered transportation that began in San Francisco in 1992. On May 3, 2006, about 50 Winnipeggers biked out to the Pioneer Arena to protest urban warfare training exercises that were taking place there. 7 people were arrested that night, one for simply photographing an arrest. 23 days later, the police violently arrested 9 more people during the monthly Critical Mass ride, tackling them, holding them down with their knees, and even punching one person in the face. One of the people arrested was also beaten while in custody. Patrick Krawek, Ian LaRue, and Tara Norberg recorded that one in their kitchen in June of 2006. Before that, we heard Jim Sharp, an English folk singer, with Mother Jones. That's from his 2016 album, The Songs of Ed Pickford. Pickford is an English songwriter known for writing songs in support of workers' rights. And before that, we heard Hayes McMullen with Roll and Tumble. We'll hear one now from Utah Phillips. He was an anarchist folk singer, storyteller, and labor organizer from Ohio, who also rode the rails throughout the United States and worked as an archivist, a dishwasher, and a warehouse man at various points in his life. This track, The Violence Within, is from his 1991 album, I've Got to Know.
I spend a lot of time these days going to demonstrations and vigils talking to people who support the war. It can be pretty threatening, but I always find there are people there, and I don't mean policemen, but there are people there who will protect you. I don't go there to shout or to lecture, but to ask questions, real questions, questions I really need answers to. When I joined the Army, it was kind of like somebody that I had been brought up to respect, wearing a suit and a tie, maybe a little older, in my neighborhood. Think about yourself in your neighborhood and this happening to you. He walked up to me, put his arm around my shoulder and said, "See that fellow on the corner there? He's really evil and has got to be killed. Now, you trust me, you'll go do it for me, won't you? The reasons are a little complicated, but I won't bother to explain, but you go and do it for me, will you?" Well, if somebody did that to you in your neighborhood, you'd think it was foolish. You wouldn't do it. Well, what makes it more reasonable to do it on the other side of the world? That's one question. Well, now hook it into this. If I was to go down into the middle of your town and bomb a house and then shoot the people coming out in flames, the newspapers would say, "Homicidal maniac." The cops would come and they'd drag me away. They'd say, "You're responsible for that." The judge would say, "You're responsible for that." The jury would say, "You're responsible for that." And they would give me the hot squad or they'd put me away for years and years and years, you see? But now exactly the same behavior sanctioned by the state could get me a medal and elected to Congress. Exactly the same behavior. I want the people I'm talking to reconcile that contradiction for themselves and for me. The third question, well, I take that one a lot to peace people. There's a lot of moral ambiguity going on around here. Peace people who say, well, we got to support the troops. And they wear the yellow ribbon and wrap themselves in the flag. Say, we don't want what happened to the Vietnam vets to happen to these vets when they come home. People getting spit on. Well, I think it's terrible to spit on anybody. I think that's a consummate act of violence. And it's a terrible mistake, and I'm really sorry that happened. But what did happen? Song Mai happened. My Lai happened. The defoliation of a country happened. Tons of pesticides happened. 30,000 MIAs in Vietnam happened. And it unhinged some people, made them real mad. And what really, really made them mad was the denial of personal responsibility, saying, I was made to do it. I was told to do it. I was doing my duty. I was serving my country. Well, we've already talked about that. Now, it is morally ambiguous to wrap yourself in the flag and wear those ribbons. And it borders on moral cowardice. I don't mean to sound stern. Well, yes, I do. But what does the Nuremberg Declaration say? There's no superior order that can cancel your conscience. Nations will be judged by the standard of the individual. Look, the president makes choices. The Congress makes choices. The chief of staff makes choices. The officers make choices. All those choices percolate down to the individual trooper with his finger on the trigger, the individual pilot with his thumb on the button that drops the bomb. If that trigger doesn't get pulled, if that button doesn't get pushed, all those other choices vanish as though they never were. They're meaningless. So what is the critical choice? What is the one that we've got to think about and get to? And friends, if that trigger gets pulled, if that button gets pushed and that bomb falls, and you say, I support the troops, you're an accomplice. I don't want to be accomplice, do you? And I don't want to dehumanize anyone. I don't want to take away anybody's humanity. Humans are able to make moral decisions, moral ethical decisions. When we tell the trooper who pulls the trigger or the soldier who turns the wheel that releases oil into the Persian Gulf that they're not responsible, just following orders, just doing their duty, have no choice, bypassing them, making them a part of the machine, we deny them their humanity. Their responsibility for their actions and the consequences of those actions. Look, I've been a soldier. I don't want any moral loophole. I need to take personal responsibility for my actions. And if we don't learn how to do this, we're going to keep on going to war again and again and again. Well, a final question. When I'm at these war support demonstrations, the question I ask most is, you think that people on the other side of the world need to be killed on the strength of voices coming out of a box. Sounds pretty silly when you put it that way, doesn't it? I want to know from the person standing in front of me, what part of you is responding to those voices? Can you tell me? What makes you feel that way? Who in you are those voices talking to? Who's really answering, and why? I hear those voices. I have those feelings. The violence is in me, too.
I won't die easy when I die. I won't die easy. Shout salvation as I fly. I want to die easy when I die. I want to see my mother when I die. I want to see my mother. See my mother when I die.
shout salvation as I fly. I want to die easy when I die. I want to see my father when I die. I want to see my father. Shout salvation as I fly. I want to die easy when I die. I want to see Jesus when I die. I want to see Jesus when I die. Jesus, when I die, shout salvation as I fly. I want to die easy when I die. I want to die easy when I die. I want to die easy. Shout salvation as I fly. I want to die easy when I die.
Hey, this is Sean Burns. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Now there were two sisters come walking down the stream. Oh, the wind and rain. The one behind pushed the other one in, crying, oh, the dreadful wind and rain. Johnny gave the youngest one a gay gold ring. Oh, the wind and rain. He didn't give the oldest one anything, crying, oh, the dreadful wind and rain. Sister, oh, sister, give me thy hand. Oh, the wind and rain. And you can have Johnny and all his land, crying, oh, the dreadful wind and rain. Well, sister, I'll not give you my hand. Oh, the wind and rain. And I'll have Johnny and all his land crying, oh, the dreadful wind and rain. To the river to drown. Oh, the wind and rain. Watched her as she floated down, crying, oh, the dreadful wind and rain. She floated till she came to a miller's pond. Oh, the wind and rain. Cried, father, oh, father, there swims a swan, crying, oh, the dreadful wind and rain. The miller pulled her out with a fishing hook. Oh, the wind and rain. Left her on the bank to dry. Oh, the wind and rain. And the fiddle and the fool come passing by, crying, oh, the dreadful wind and rain. Pegs and little finger bones. Oh, the wind and rain. The maid filled the pegs and little finger bones, crying, oh, the dreadful wind and rain.
postpone all the wind and rain. Something about a heart of stone crying over the dreadful rain. And the only tune that fiddle would play was all the wind and rain. The only tune that fiddle would play was all the dreadful rain.
We just heard Aucherville River with Oh the Wind and Rain. They're a band from Texas that was formed by the musician Will Sheff in 1998. That one's from their 2005 album Black Sheep Boy. It's a traditional Northumbrian murder ballad, also known as Twa Sisters and Cruel Sister, among other names. The first written version appeared in a 1656 broadside, and at least 21 versions of the ballad exist in English. Before that, we heard A Golden Ring of Gospel with I Want to Die Easy. That's from an album of communal music making by friends at Folk Legacy Records on Sharon Mountain in Connecticut in 1982. That's a traditional African American spiritual. Before that, Utah Phillips with The Violence Within. Here's one now from Itulu Itidlui. He was a musician and carver from Nunavut who began writing music in the 1960s and recorded one album for the CBC in 1978 called Today's Thoughts, which is where this song, My Wonderful Woman, comes from.
And the barn and thyme, they cut our young men in their prime. The old Scotsman way was a hard crime, for the gales of Caledonia There's a den for the fox, a hedge for the hare, a nest in the tree for the birds of the air. In all Scotland there's no place there for the gales of Caledonia. But there's no use getting frantic, it's time to hump your lord across the wild Atlantic on the destitution road. The bailiffs came with a written law, and the gallant lads of the 42, they drove you out in the sleet and snow, the gales of Caledonia. When your house was burned and your crops as well, you stood and wept in the blackened shell, and the winter moor was a living hell for the gales of Caledonia. But there's no use getting frantic, it's time to hump your load across the wild Atlantic on the destitution road. And the famine they dragged you down as you made your way to Glasgow. You'd heard of a ship that was sailing soon for the shores of Nova Scotia, and you sold your gear, you paid your fare with your head held high though your heart was sore, and you bid farewell forevermore to the glens of Caledonia. But there's no use getting frantic, it's time to hump your load across the wild Atlantic on the destitution road. The land was cleared and the deal was made. Now an English lord in a tartan plaid, he struts and stares as the memories fade to the gales of Caledonia. And he hunts the deer in the lonely glen that once was home to a thousand men. And the wind on the moor sings a sad refrain for the gales of Caledonia. Oh, there's no use getting frantic, it's time to hump your load across the wild Atlantic on the destitution road. Well, there's no use getting frantic, it's time to hump your load across the wild Atlantic on the destitution road.
Thank you. white horse at the end of the line. And dancing white horse at the end of the line. Dancing white horse in the line. Gonna take me to my barren ground. Hey, but the one kind of favor I asked of you. What the one kind of favor I asked of you? Hey, but the one kind of favor that I asked of you. Be sure around my grave kept clean.
J.W. Warren with A Long Old Lane. He was an Alabama musician who played at local juke joints and barbecues in his youth, and even dated Big Mama Thornton when they were young. That's off an album of his music that was recorded in the early 1980s by George Mitchell. It's a version of See That My Grave Is Kept Clean, written by Blind Lemon Jefferson and first recorded in 1927. Before that, Alistair Hewlett with Destitution Road. He was a folk singer from Glasgow, Scotland, known as a member of the folk punk band Roaring Jack. That's off his 1991 album, Dance of the Underclass. The song is about the Highland Clearances, a government-led attack on non-English-speaking societies in Scotland that occurred between 1750 and 1860. And before that, Itulu Itilui with My Wonderful Woman. We'll hear one now from Nancy Griffith and Frank Christian. Griffith was a Grammy-winning American musician, known both for her own recordings and for the songs she wrote that became popular through other artists' recordings. This song, Daddy Said, is from a 1989 issue of Fast Folk Musical Magazine that highlights female folk musicians.
Oh, I used to wish I was a hard line taker. They say 6 to 1, a half a dozen will break her, till I fell in love with a young man who sang the blues. Oh, and bless my daddy, he warned me well. He'd whisper in my ear, he said, I look out, gal, there's always a ne'er-do-well gonna call you the fool. He said, you'll never learn to fish on a borrowed line. You'll never learn to ride if you're walking around crying. And it's a pity that your lover died young, but you never get tired living alone. So now I dream of a lover that I don't know. It's safer this way, cause I don't have to go, and he won't come, so nobody goes away. And sometimes I wish for the warmth of his hand. Take a look in these eyes and understand I'm just a little too old to be learning the rules of the game. He said, you'll never learn to fish on a borrowed line. You'll never learn to ride if you're walking around. And it's a pity that your lover died young, but you never get tired of living alone. Take him to Mexico, he'd kick our heels in the warm bloody gulf. He'd sing a song about the weather in the Poconos, a lover that I don't know. Then two hearts would pound instead of one on the night. I'd learn to fish with my own line and catch that dream and hope that line would hold. He said, you'll never learn to fish living alone. Sometimes my feet get cold when I'm living alone. Thank you.
I'm a traveling man, mama. Sure got a traveling mind. I'm a traveling man, mama. Sure got a traveling mind. I'm gonna buy me to the woman girl. Ease on down the line.
Of the landlord. Landlord, landlord, my roof has sprung a leak. Don't you remember I told you about it way last week? Landlord, landlord, these steps is broken down. When you come up yourself, it's a wonder you don't fall down. $10 you say I owe you? $10 you say is due? Well, that's $10 more than I'll pay you till you fix this house up new. What? You're gonna get eviction orders? You're gonna cut off my heat? You're gonna take my furniture and throw it in the street? Mm-hmm. You talking high and mighty. Talk on till you get through. You ain't gonna be able to say a word if I land my fist on you. Police! Police! Come and get this man. He's trying to ruin the government and overturn the land. Copper's whistle, patrol bell, arrest. Precinct station, iron cell, headlines in press. Man threatens landlord. Tenant held no bail. Judge gives Negro 90 days in county jail.
We just heard Margaret Walker with Ballad of the Landlord. She was an American poet known for her involvement in the Chicago Black Renaissance literary movement of the 30s and 40s. She taught for 3 decades at Jackson State University in Mississippi and founded the Institute for the Study of History, Life, and Culture of Black People, now the Margaret Walker Center on campus. That's off the 1975 album Margaret Walker Reads Margaret Walker and Langston Hughes. Hughes wrote that one in the 1930s about the difficulty experienced while trying to get landlords to make repairs. Before that, Major Johnson with Traveling Man Blues. He was a Mississippi blues musician and brother of fellow blues musician Tommy Johnson. Before that, we heard Nancy Griffith and Frank Christian with Daddy Said. I've got another tune for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play, over at my website, julianacyoung.com. You can sign up for my newsletter there as well, where I'll send you a monthly roundup of interesting links I've come across during my research. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at barkingdogckuw. I'll leave you with one from Dyad from Victoria, British Columbia. This song, Hell and Scissors, is an old-time breakdown from the southern United States. Take care.
Every Thursday night.
Ah, you know not everybody talking mama girl can't dance, she's mine.
7:30 till 9.
Do you have a friend you can talk to? Do you have a friend you can trust?
CKUW 95.9 FM.
What do I want? I want my fair share.
Adult kindergarten. Music for finger painting, playing the sandbox, or playing tunes for your grandma.